Okay, so we're holding here. We had done the first paragraph of defining the Ribbono Shel'olam, and now I would like to do maybe. Do you have the second sheet, Nun Tes, the one that says Bebeiri Yisbarach? Okay, this is taken from Adiba Moroim, and it roughly parallels. In terms of what the person was malakit, it roughly parallels the inyan over here. Some overlap, some a little bit makdim and mukhar, but I think it's very good if we'll see it together. So the first paragraph there is called Reishis Abriya. He says, "Ein lonu shum yediyah klal be'ein seif baruch hu." We don't have any understanding of Ein Sof. V'hu b'mufla mimenu mibli lidrash bai. So compare it to what he says over here. Here he says, Ma she'tzorech she'teda b'tchilas ha'kol hu. Over there, he starts with Ein lo neshum yediyah klal b'Ein Sof baruch hu. V'hu b'mufla mimenu mibli lidrash bai. So, Ke'ilu, over there in Adiba Moroim, he's going a step before. And he's saying, what about what was before? And it's Maimer Ikrim, is Ke'ilu, somebody sat down and asked him, what are the main Yesoides in the here and the now? In over there, it's a little bit of a bigger hekif ki'ilu, what about the before? So he says, we have no yediyas, v'hu b'mufla mimenu mibli lidrash bai. Now, let's try to, v'zeh, ki terem eischachus habriya, lo yhoya ela hamatzel baruch hu, or poshit bilti tachlis. Val yidei amachshav, val zeh amachshav, Bilti rashoi lachkor eich v'ma, ki ein lan eshum yediyah tfisa bazer. So he's going to give us a little bit of a hezba. He's giving us a hezba in the inability to be choiker the beforehand. Let's try to explain it, bring it down in a language that's useful for us. When we ask ourselves, One of the arguments to help us realize that there must be a Bayir Olam is when we ask ourselves, where does the world come from? And, you know, the scientists can go one step and two steps and three steps and five steps and 100 steps. But everyone understands that you can't go until the end with that. So that's our argument. So someone will come along and say, no. So what do you say? So we'll answer, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person will say, and where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu come from? So you'll answer, we're not allowed to ask. So what's the difference in you and the other person? At the end of the day, you're a little bit more frum. He just says that he doesn't know, and you say you're not allowed to know. But not much difference. But we are saying something, and this is the point that we're saying. Understanding and tfisa requires two items. One is gvulos, two harkava. And let me explain what I mean. If someone asks me, how does a car work? My explanation is going to be by dividing the car into parts. I'm going to say the motor it pushes, the transmission transmits that energy to the wheels, it turns the wheel pushes against the floor pushes against the wheels, and we go. So what I did was, explaining it means breaking it up into chalokim. Let's take another mashal. I want to have a computer compute a problem. So when I sit down with the programmer and I tell him my problem, he translates it into pieces, into pieces that fit into the pieces that the computer can work with. I have to break it down into the smallest piece, into the minimal piece that a computer can put into a system, which at the end of the day is ones and zeros. But I need to break it down into ones and zeros, because the computer takes the pieces and works with the pieces. So Tfisa requires, first of all, Harkava. When I ask myself, how does, let's say, a certain type of elevator work, I'll answer through gravity. Gravity pulls it down when it's going down. The motor pushes it up when it's going up. When I ask how gravity works, I don't have an answer right now, because I haven't been able to break gravity into smaller pieces. It doesn't have chalokim. Gravity is gravity is gravity. I can't explain something that doesn't have any chalokim, because by its nature, Hesber is breaking down to chalokim. Two, in order for my mind to be toifis something, it needs to have gvulis. If I can, let's take a very, very physical mashal. If I want to grab a piece of challah, I grab it at the edges. I grab it where the challah ends. If the challah is endless, let's say a challah, it's a whole room, I can't grab it because I can't put my arms around the challah. I need to be able to contain the challah within my hands in order for me to grab it. So if somebody were to make a challah bigger than me, I just can't put my hands around it and I can't grab it. You can always pinch a little bit the challah, but again, it means there's something there that I'm grabbing onto, holding onto, and so on. Something that has no seif, no gvulis, then I don't have anything large enough, big enough, that can contain that. A little bit more to understand why something that's belis seif I can't grasp. Let's use a very physical and graphic mashal. If I say my plate contains a piece of chicken, it means the chicken is smaller than my plate. If the chicken is a little bit bigger, no, pardon the pun, you can sort of still hold on to it. If the chicken becomes very, very big, my pot can't contain it. I can't contain something bigger than myself. Any time when the content is bigger than the thing that's holding it, I can't hold it. With my seichel, I can understand things that are quote unquote smaller than me. Things that are lamashal. I, as an adult, can understand. I hope I can understand a child, even though we tend to forget, but al kapanim, let's assume as though we understand a child. Why? Because I was also a child once, and das was nitvasev to me. So I have within me the level of das of a child contained, either through memory or because I can step down a minute. But a child can't understand an adult's mind, because it's bigger than the child's. It's like a much bigger circle than the circle of the child's mind. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Nekudah of Breishis, where his Mitzias was not given to his Chalkus at all, it was an Oyer Pashat. there was not the chalukim of midas hachesed versus midas hadin, hester and gilui and so on and so forth. So there is no way I can break that down into any chalukim. It is one in every sense of the word. Two, it has no gvulis, and b'meila, I don't have any way of containing it. No matter how big my head is, no matter how big my kelim are finite, and here we're talking about something that's infinite. And therefore, one cannot be Tefes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Muflam Menu Baltit Mi Blidosh Boi, V'zeh Kiter Mischachas Abriya Loi Hoya El HaMatzel Baruch Hu Or Poshet Bolti Tachlis. So, the Chiddush in Briyas HaOilam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Ha'orah from himself that consists of chalokim of hanhaga in gvulis that allow for us to have some meaningful understanding in that context. Because in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga comes to us in midos and in finite midos, we have some sort of havana and tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui within this world. And that's what Chochmas Kabbalah is about. Masha'enkin, before the Chiddush HaBriya, there was nothing except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no way in which we could break it down to smaller pieces. So what am I going to explain to you? When you ask me to explain what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the lowest common denominator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so on. That is the reason why we have no idea in HaKadosh Baruch Hu before. He does add a word here. He says, "Ki terem ischach sabriya lo hoya ela hamatzil Baruch Hu, or pashat bolti tachlis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the matzil, who atzilus is a more refined word of creation than Bria. It's like a higher darker. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is now to become the Matzil, before that, he was an Or Pashat Bilti Tachlis. So he had two things describe the difference of the Or of HaKadosh Baruch before and after. One is that he's an Or Pashat, and one is that he's Bilti Tachlis. By the way, just to add one more knage to before, we said these are two things, an or pashet and bilti tachlis. The truth is that or pashet is also the result of bilti tachlis. Because imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had Midos in the sense of Midos Adin and Midos Arachmim and so on before. So we have definitive Brias, but if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in Midos themselves, you have some. What's the right word for it? Gvulois. Because even though Chesed and Din don't have physical gvulois, I can't say Chesed takes up 3 square meters and Din takes up 4 square meters. I can't, that's obviously nonsense. But there are gvulois. I say this Maisa is a Maisa Chesed. This Maisa is not a Maisa Chesed. This Maisa is a Maisa Chzorius. Once you introduce this different midos, then every midah has its gedorim, which in effect is a gvul. So it's not a physical gvul like space on the ground, but it's a clearly defined. It's defined. And certain maisim are chesed, certain maisim lay outside the pale of chesed. So the not having gevulas and being an or pashut, in a sense, it's just another another dimension of the same thing. And then he says, "Val ze hamachshava bilti rashoy lachkar eich v'ma." So we have no way of being choike. So in a certain sense, the not having rishus to be choiker is a lot more than just you're not allowed to. The word really rishus, when you see Lamashal in the Rambam, when he says, when he speaks of Bechir, he says a rishus nesuna to each person and so on. Rishus means ability, domain, like Rishus Arabim, like Roshus meaning the Malchus. It's a certain domain, a certain sovereignty. And he says, well, we don't have any Rishus, means we have Be'etzem no Drisus HaRegel. We were not allowed in, means we don't have the Kelim. Ke'en lan shum yediyu tfisa bezeh. None of the kelim we have are shaykh to it. It's like eating soup with a fork. You just can't. A fork is not a kli for soup, and that's that. There's a Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis in Chagiga on the mission of the lemala lemata. You're not allowed to be choiker, and it says that if somebody is choiker, it's mara. What's the lashon? Kimi shaloi chos al kvoid koin. I think the lashon is. So everybody learns ki'ilu. This is an area where Kodesh Baruch Hu said stay out. And you know, if you invade somebody else's privacy, it's a pegam in the cover of that person. You ki'ilu are showing that you're not shayach to his cover and so on. That's the normal understanding of it. It's kind of private space of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says in Pirsha Mishnayis an incredible pshat. The Rambam says the person who thinks about what is beyond, what is before, in other words, those areas that were not given for us to understand, like before Bereishis, the person can't think of anything. The person, it's not the pshat that the person comes up with philosophies that are also because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to know them. The person cannot in any way, the thinking itself gets the person nowhere. So just imagine, let's take a graphic mashal. When you have a screwdriver and a screw that won't turn, so I can tell you from many years of experience, what happens is the screwdriver begins to peel. You begin to get, you know, it since the screw isn't giving way, the screwdriver begins to fall apart and so on. So he says the same thing will happen with your head when you try to think about it. It's imagine you sit and try to divide 1 by 0. At some point, you will snap. So the Rambam says, the kvoid koinai in a person's shirkoima is his mind. And if a person is not careful about blowing his mind, it shows that he doesn't care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. Because at the end of the day, the chelik in a person that is, I don't call it parallel, similar, or manifestation of koin, is a seichel. And to ruin your seichel is a problem with being chasal kvayit koinai. That's what the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah is. So, okay, like upon getting back here, he says, we're not rashoy lachko eich v'mak, ein lun shum yidiyo tfisa bezeh. Rak. At the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be masik, he produced one ha'ara, From the point onwards, we're able to be masik something. So the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he be bar hasaga, that he be the herd, and once we have that, it's shayach that we have havana and hasaga. This hezba is gives us a little bit of a deeper havana in the pasuk breishis bara leikim, and everyone asks, you know. In grammar, it's Bereshis is smichus, and it doesn't. Bereshis has to be Bereshis of something, and Rashi speaks and so on. There's another way of looking at it. Bereshis bara leikim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a nekuda of Bereshis, meaning a shorish from which we can now be choyker and derish. But when I say this is the first nekuda, it's the first nekuda of, and now it allows to begin to try and deher different things, because it's now on a numbering system. It's now chronological. The world has now become serial, chronological, or whatever. So the Bereshis bara leikim means actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Bereshis, because Bereshis is the koyach that allows for all other things to be understood, nitfas, nechkar, and so on and so forth. That's the end of the piece over here, the Aleph in his Likud from the Iter Rabbah. Let's go back to us. So we finished the first paragraph. Let's look at the second paragraph. Hamotzi hazeh yisbarachu motzui sholem b'chol minei shleimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sholem b'chol minei shleimus. Ein b'shum chisaron kal v'ikar. Now, let's explain in what sense we can say this. And it's important to understand. The Ramchal makes this point a lot in Das Tfunis. You cannot speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in positive terms or in meaningfully positive terms. You speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. So any type of hezberim about how Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing justice. The only thing that we can say in a way that's emis and definitive and makes sense is when we translate it to the halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa is that you cannot never ever explain anything or talk about anything that includes a chisaron HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't look at an event and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not fast enough to get the event. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not strong enough. All these inyanim. We can't say those things, and we can't give him anything which is less than shleimus. So in a chinami that we're going to come up with different inyanim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the only thing that we can say about him is you cannot describe lack, shortcoming. Whatever it is, it cannot be described in terms of chisaron. So this musig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a baal chisaron is a lot more emes when it's nitfas in terms of what we can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu than what we can say. To think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu shleimus, to sit back and think about how shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carved to a waste of time, because at the end of the day, it's not doing him justice. There's absolutely nothing that we can do or say or whatever, and describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us rishus, whatever we were given rishus to say about Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can and we do say. But you know, whether it's Pesukim Zimra or Kel Agod like Gibavat Noira, but anything else, we don't have language to describe it. What we can say is that you cannot make a statement which will include a chisaron on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't punish him because he got out too quickly. He was too shrewd and came up with good excuses. He lives in a place where Kodesh Baruch Hu can't reach. All we can say about him is it there's no chisaron in klal ve'ikar. Next, einoi toloi bezulosei v'lo mispal bezulosei klal. He is not dependent on anyone. Doesn't get anything from anyone, and it's be'etzav that affected by anyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, averis and mitzvahs affect his rotzen, and we'll speak about that. That was miskal in the world, but we don't. It's like mildly married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Einas cholam siusoy v'lo yisoyf klal. There is no beginning and no end, because, like we said before, there would also be a limitation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias, because time is also a bookend. I can say I have a timeshare with somebody on a cottage, so he has the cottage the first 3 months, I have it the second 3 months. The Einas Hazal Zeklal, Pirush, and his Hava Acha Heda, V'lo Yiva Eyo Aheda Klal, Avol Tomir Hoye V'Tomid Yeh. Part of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof is that there never was or could be a matziv without him. And this we spoke last time about as being Mucha HaMetzias. Avo tomid hoya v'tomid ye. I efshe hedero klal uchlal. It's not possible to imagine, or it's not possible to have him not existence. Who sibas kol avayim, he's the root for all that is, for all that exists. Ve'ein olav siba cheres, elohu me'atzme murcha chametzias. There is nothing that we can say is the cause of his existence, and therefore there's nothing in a sense that can undo. It's something which is not caused by anything and therefore not affected by anything. He's the sibas kol avayim. He's the source of everything else that is called life. And he uses the word mucha chametzias. So in this one over here, he's saying, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shleimus is understood. That's the most of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shleimus. The not being tolui, and the fact that there cannot be a metzias without the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything else. So let's forget the Chazal, the karbonis, which are an act of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on, all of those are understood to be in line with this. Another part of our understanding of his mitzias is that there is no harkava and no ribui. Elohu pashet betachas apshitus. It's something where you cannot break it down into smaller halakim. You can't say there's a smaller, more elementary particle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Merkav. And the reason for it is because anytime you have smaller halakim, things which are things that are when you build a big Lego thing out of Lego pieces, the big thing that you build behechreach is not the beginning of the existence nor the end, because it can be taken apart and it had been taken apart. Whenever you have things that are a composition, it means that at least logically one exists without the other. And once again we run into that problem. That can't be. So the word pashat here means simplest form. It cannot be described as consisting of anything else. And we cannot describe him in any form of a guf. In other words, any descriptions that would fit a guf, lamashal, higher, lower, closer, further, older, younger, anything that would describe a physical body or entity doesn't describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'umishulo mikol gvul v'gede v'mikol yachas v'mikol choyk tivi. So he's not bound in any way in terms of gvulois. Mikol yachas, we cannot say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like. We can't compare him to anything. Because whenever you're comparing something, you're automatically defining a common denominator. So if I compare apples and oranges, the common denominator is fruit. If I compare apples to steaks, the common denominator is food, and so on. So whenever I'm going to compare tall and short, or anything taller or shorter, I need to have some commonality. Lamashal, let's go back to the example of food. So I'm comparing an apple with oatmeal, so that's food. I'm comparing an apple to a chair. Those are items. If I want to compare apples to justice, I'm running into problems, because very hard to find the common denominator between the two that I could make any comparison. When we say ein kerkecha, what we're saying is not there's nobody like you. We're saying there's nobody that can actually, there's nothing that has a kesher or shaychus to you. There is nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound to laws of nature in any way. He made the laws of nature, so he can't be bound by the laws of nature. There was a very interesting problem. It's actually written in the Tshuvas HaRashba. I think Reb Pnina HaBardashi asked it to him, and I don't think the Rambam, he sort of mentions it, I don't think the Tshuvas HaRashba actually answers it. But he basically says something along the lines of that the one thing you cannot attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are things that are attired to the Sasra in Metzias. Lamashal, he says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make 2 and 2 should equal 5. That's what he says. Or he asks it, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a round triangle? Or something like that. That's the Lashon of the Shaila. To the best of my knowledge, it's not, he doesn't give a tshuva to Rashi, he brings it and it just leaves it there. I don't know, I'm not very clear about, was there a tshuva and he doesn't say it or not, I whatever, but that's what he brings. And it's interesting there is a sefer. It's written by. It's the Hakdama of the Sod Yesharim, I believe. In by the Sod Yesharim is the Ishbitza, and I believe that he has over there. He has a whole Hakdama, which was reprinted as its own kuntres. It's called something like Yichud and Amun. I don't remember. When it's on its own, it's not a terribly big kuntres. But he talks about a bunch of things. One of them is about the Rambam and the Kabbalah. He has all sorts of interesting, fascinating rais. I mean, basically what it proves that kuntres is that Radzina was a goyim. But very interesting rais. But one thing he speaks about is he comes out very sharp against that taina. You know, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a round square? So he says, I'll show you mefurish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. Lamash, he says, by the Aron, Einim in Aminyan, that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron, could not fit Be'etzim, it was bigger or as big, and Be'melu you had something bigger fit into something smaller. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the impossible as well. That's his raya. A little bit of emes, it really, really is. The Shaila, the way it's asked, needs a lot of clarifications. Because when I ask somebody, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a square circle? Or can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make something bigger fit? Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make 10 be bigger than 10? Or 10 be bigger than 12? So really, there are two nekudas there. One is semantic. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a round square? Well, a square is not round because I named something that's square. I named it square. So what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it? My name is Aaron. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make my name not be Aaron? Well, he could have convinced my father not to call me Aaron. He could have asked for some reason that there should be a Shini Hashem and give people the... But at the end of the day, if my calls my name is Aaron, my name is Aaron, because that's the rules of the game. That's what we say. That's how we call it over here. It's a semantic. A square circle is not a physical impossibility. It's the description of a square as a square. The description of a circle as a circle. It's the words we use for that. So that's if you're talking on the question as you thrust it down. If you're talking about the practical ramifications, in other words, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that something that's size 10 should be able to fit in a size 12? The answer is yes. We have machziks and merubah. And so when you're talking about physical limitations, there are no limitations. When you're talking about be'etzim wordings and semantics, so they're playing a game. It just doesn't. You take liberties by stretching words to in ways that just the words can't stretch. It has nothing to do with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It has to do with our language, with our understanding. So Al Kopanim, that's what he says over here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is mishulal from any gvul geder, any yachas, and any choik tivi. There's no chukei teva came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not the given in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came within there. They were the rules of the game HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, and therefore they can't be Saisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Any questions? So in Nais, okay, so that's what they say. There's a Nais where it's just difficult. For instance, for me to go 1,000 miles an hour, it's not a physical impossibility. It's just we don't have enough koyach to do it. No one has the engine. So Christian, I'm supposed to you if Tamila Marshall, the Shemesh be given doim is a much tougher one in the laws of nature. You can't, by if you stop that, everything should collapse and fall and so on and so forth. But it still doesn't come to a triangle's angles are 180 degrees. There's no possible way to make them 200 or 170. And yet he posits that they can. So it's talking about something which is more than just an impossibility, but it seems to be a paradox. Something that can't be be'etzem, not just that we don't know how it could be. Correct. All of these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekra can't pick up, it's not, the terminology is no Shasta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of those type of phrases are things that are not meaningful. Let's take an example in English language. If I ask you, can you love someone who is unlovable? Now, literally, that means it's impossible. You said it's impossible. You put the answer before you gave the question. The teretz is, what I mean to say unlovable is somebody that people don't have a cheshek to like. It's smelly, sick, dirty, whatever it is. But if you really for medactic the words of Shuta, then you're not asking me a question. You're stating the impossible. Right. Yes, because we think only in chilukim. To us, the midas are described as chilukim. There's the lashon that we say in Paschal Yor, it's ilu, the same light coming through different filters. So the mashal is like sunlight. If sunlight itself is white, but you put it through different filters, it takes on different colors. So be'etzemitzah, the light itself, it ki'ilu is one light. It includes itself all the other colors. So that's sort of the mashal used for it in der klal. The only level of Havana that we have is when it comes through a Mahalach. If it doesn't come through a Mahalach, then it's Atem Hachich Techrishun V'Hashem Eloch Nachem. We don't have Shaykhis to it. And Be'etzim, we have Emunah L'Mashal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it, will do it, no matter what, and so on and so forth. But to say that it passed into our world of Yediyah and Tfisa, Kol Zman, it's not mechulek into specific mahalchim, we don't have a Tfisa in it. Our whole way of thinking is by understanding the pieces and how the pieces, all of science. So science asks itself, what is salt? So I can say salt is the white things you find, and it tastes very salty, and it pickles things, and that's that. So science explains it to me that salt is made of sodium and chlorine, and the atoms are like soy. So the whole tfisa and asaga is by reducing it further down. When I get to the rock bottom, there's no divrei chachma about it. It is, and that's it. Okay, Shakayach. Okay, all the best, Kol Tov. Bye.